Two huge signature U.S. companies were shaken from the top this week. Boeing's chief executive officer Phil Condit resigned in the wake of recent scandals involving the company's Pentagon contracts. And Roy Disney, the nephew of the founder, resigned his seat on the board of Disney and called for the ouster of that CEO, Michael Eisner. We're joined now by our friend from the world of business, Joe Nocera, editorial director of Fortune magazine. Joe, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
And let me ask about Disney first. Roy Disney is widely considered to be one of the guys who recruited Michael Eisner X number of years ago, isn't he?
He absolutely did, as did Stanley Gold, his partner in arms, who also resigned from the board this week. And they did it in very much the same fashion. They both had been on the board 20 years ago. They resigned in disgust, and they wound up recruiting Michael Eisner, who for much of his tenure, although not in recent years, was a terrific CEO. Now, once again, Roy has resigned in disgust. Stanley Gold has resigned in disgust. And they are basically saying it's time for a change at Disney. It's a little different this time because Eisner is extremely entrenched and he will resist mightily.
I read in the financial press that the list of bullet points that Roy Disney and Mr. Gold sent around in which they questioned Michael Eisner's decisions at Disney have actually struck home with a lot of board members who think they have a point.
Well, they do have a point. I mean, you know, one of the items is the failure of Eisner to turn around ABC, which has been in the doldrums for years. Another bullet point is that they have not reinvested in the theme park business, thus causing deterioration there and making it a less attractive place. I mean, one of the things they seem to be saying is that Michael Eisner has, after all this time, lost his nerve, and that's a lot of the reason why the stock price has been hammered. And what these guys are saying is, we need somebody new here.
Let's ask about Boeing, because this obviously involves a scandal that could reach into other precincts, including the U.S. government. What's behind Phil Condit's resignation?
Well, they have just had scandal upon scandal. Boeing used to be purely a commercial airliner, and now it is a commercial airliner and a defense contractor. In fact, this year, the defense business is actually larger than the commercial airline business. So, point one, commercial airline business is getting killed by Airbus. Point two, the defense businesses they bought have been mired in a series of scandals. They won a rocket contract, and then it turned out that they had proprietary documents from their main competitor, Lockheed, which caused the Defense Department to take at least a portion of that contract away. The most recent scandal revolves around the CFO of Boeing talking about a job to the procurement officer who was in charge of handing out the contract, who did in fact go to Boeing after the contract. And when Boeing found out about it, they fired the CFO, they fired the woman that they had hired from the Defense Department. And within days of that disclosure, Condit finally said, you know, I've had enough, get me out of here. And in my opinion, he was one step ahead of the posse.
Tell us about what the implications of this scandal could be when we take a look at government procurements.
Well, everybody's saying Boeing will be punished for this by the Defense Department, and they might be a little bit. But the bottom line is, there aren't that many giant defense contractors left in the United States. If you cut Boeing out of defense contractors, you're really only left with Lockheed Martin and Northrop. So I actually think in terms of defense contractors, the scandal will not be that terrible for Boeing. The real problem for Boeing is that it's a company that's lost its way. To me, the defining moment is when they moved to Chicago.
This was the object of a national recruiting effort. I mean, you had half a dozen cities that were throwing tax abatements at Boeing to try and get it to move.
Right. But the commercial airline business remains in Seattle. The defense business remains in California. And the executives are in Chicago, claiming they want to be closer to the financial markets. Well, I mean, what is the point of that other than to separate the executives from the daily life of the corporation? To me, that was a moment that showed that these guys have really lost the heart and soul of Boeing, and they haven't recaptured it.
Joe, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Joe Nocera, who's editorial director of Fortune magazine.